Yeah.
It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Let's go. Yeah.
You take it.
I'll take it. Woo! Let me give it back.
It's going to get shorter and shorter, the taking and giving it back. It'll be over in just a few
time
seconds.
To do the man
dance.
There
you go. Okay, take it.
Time to do the man dance. Time to do the man dance. Man dance.
Okay, this won't take long.
Man dance. Yeah. The man dance. You got a 3-day man dance. You got a 3-day man dance. You got a 3-day man dance.
Hit it in these 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, baby.
A 3-day. Wait a minute. You better cut it right there. We got to go 3 days.
You better pace yourself, man.
Pace yourself. Yeah,
3 days ago. Pace yourself, huh? How about that?
You weren't ready for that, were you, huh?
Yeah, great. That was great. Yeah, you were great.
Player,
what is going on? Gary, Indiana, tomorrow night, baby.
Oh, it's finally J-Spot time in Gary. Man, I'm so glad.
Relatives playing.
Man, they just worried me to death.
Tell them to call me. I'll hook them up.
Player, I already got something going now. Don't start that.
Don't start hooking them up.
I told my folks that you were a very mean man, and you're not going to. Because once they start, you know, it's...
Wow. I know about that. Yeah. Cut it off right at the path.
Eventually, I was going to have to throw you under the bus, so I throw you under the bus up
from
front.
From the beginning.
So, I learned that a long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
Jay coming, can you?
I'm need about 18 tickets. They never need one ticket.
No.
Yeah.
No, they never
I'm rolling
do.
With about a... Make it eight. Make it 10.
Okay, you're talking about my brother. Okay.
Oh, okay,
you're talking about my brother. You're talking about Albert. Roll,
tell Jay.
You gonna pay for those fries?
And he will charge you for fries.
Charge you for fries, but want 18 free tickets.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a little something on those fries. All right. Okay.
That's family, though. That's how family do.
Yeah.
Family.
Yesterday, what a show, Jamie Foxx.
That was so much fun.
I don't know if you like the album or not, but I love the interview. And I like the album and the interview.
But he makes
good music, and he makes for a good time.
And the way he just goes into the characters that he can do. I mean, Quincy. I never heard anybody do Quincy Jones.
I've never heard a Quincy Jones impersonation.
And I've heard Quincy Jones for him. Mine's got 52 albums, just so
dead on.
Dead on.
That was a good line you had, player. Tell Quincy Jones to shorten up that scarf before he trip.
Man, that's a trip waiting to happen right there.
That is, man. You are absolutely right.
How old is Quincy Jones?
80-something.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't need to be that long. No way.
It's not a scarf. It's a blanket.
It is.
It's a blanket. That he's using as a scarf.
Man,
and it's all to the...
It says, I'm going to trip all over it. That's what it says.
Yeah. So,
but Jamie nailed the voice, man. He nailed it, man.
And then to
do you think
go
he could
straight
go back
from
out?
Prince to Quincy to whoever and just does it effortlessly.
Do you think he could go out and do stand-up again?
Yeah, well, he wouldn't do stand-up now.
It would be a variety show.
He's got music. He would sit at the piano. He would play his songs, and he'd, you know, tell his stories, and it would be hilarious. Like an evening with Jamie Foxx, which is what his concert is anyway.
Yeah, that's what his concert is.
That would be a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun, yeah. He's got so much talent. that he can just do it that way. Sit at the piano and, you know, sing a song.
And it takes some of the pressure off of you because you do both of the things and you don't have to, you know, say, oh, okay, so stand up and then, you know, have a moment like Jay where he has an ultimate panic attack and getting out there to do jokes. Or it's just music. So to combine the, both of his loves, that would be perfect.
You know, if you look at his Twitter, it doesn't even say comedian anymore.
No.
It says actor. What? That's something else of it.
It would be really interesting to see. I think it would be just a wonderful
evening.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
And you notice, and did you notice he referenced his daughter the whole 2 hours? They are extremely close, huh?
Yeah, his oldest daughter is 21. So he really did admit to her being his gauge as to how things are these days for in the business and in social media.
And it's
inspiration
to do a lot of stuff. Too.
As I would suggest any older person would do, talk to the young people and find out what they're wearing, what they're doing, what they're talking about, and put down that flip phone.
And don't try to do what they do. That's the
Yeah, don't try to do it. Just learn, you know, just learn so you can communicate, yeah. You know, do they say this word anymore? Do they say, all right? No, they don't. Grandpa, they don't say that. Well, thank you, Mahogany. Thank you.
Yeah. That was funny. And you
That was great.
And there were funny moments. There were a lot of funny moments in the breaks that you didn't even hear.
Oh, my God.
On the air.
You guys had heard what you couldn't hear. Woo!
Yeah. So there were two shows. There was the show you heard on the air. And then there was the show that you didn't
hear
in the breaks. And
then there was a show you couldn't hear. Ooh, you couldn't hear that.
Yeah. It was great. Good time. Good luck to Jamie and his album. All right.
Hollywood.
Story of a Dozen Roses. Okay. I'm still in New York. Isaiah Thomas had a press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
About the Liberty, that's the team that he is now the president of.
That would be the WNBA.
The WNBA, and for the same owners of the Knicks is the Liberty. Isaiah Thomas, of course, and the Knicks were hit with a sexual harassment lawsuit
that he was involved in.
Yeah, that he was involved in, and he had to. They had to settle with the young lady for $11 million.
And he gets a job coaching the female team?
Yeah. The irony there and the effrontery to women everywhere is sickening.
So they had the WNBA Liberty press conference, and instead of talking about the future of the Liberty, all the press asked was about the sexual harassment suit, and now he's, you know, the head of the WNBA team, the Liberty. And here's how he spun it. He played the mother card, and he played the race card. He said, if you go back and look at my history, my mother was a feminist activist, and I was raised by her. Then he played the race card. He says, and what I know from being an African-American male in this society, you know that they say perception is reality, but we know that perception is not accurate. He says that the sexual harassment charges against him were not true. Mm-hmm. Yet he settled for $11 million.
Right.
Meanwhile, Bill Cosby.
Oh, can I just say though that they are fighting this appointment of Isaiah Thomas, and the Women's Sports Foundation yesterday launched a change.org petition calling for the WNBA Board of Governors to deny him as the new president of the New York Liberty. So there are people who are in organizations that are fighting this and just watching to see how that falls out.
Meanwhile, Bill Cosby is getting closer and closer to having to go to court and testify. New charges yesterday by one of the 46 that came out. That was the number that we had yesterday. 46. I didn't realize it was 46 until yesterday. Anyway, they think they have a case that has limitations, no statute of limitations, and that might be going to court. So he's getting closer and closer to having to testify.
Right.
Once you get him on the stand, it's going to be over with. If you can understand what he's saying, yeah.
Even in discovery, as they call it, you know, even if they don't get to the court itself, leading up to it and finding out new information is going to play a part in how this all plays out.
You know, he rambles a lot. To get him on the stand, wow. You get in one question, and and then we'll have to break.
You'd have to go to break.
We have to go to break. Then you come back.
Oh, everybody's going, what is he saying?
And the judge is really going to have to be on his or her job because, you know, they'll be, answer the question, Mr. Cosby. What are you saying, Mr. Cosby? Please, Your Honor, please make him answer the question. And so there's going to be probably a lot of that.
Let me ask you another question. Do you still call him Mr. Cosby with all these allegations?
What should you call him here?
Bill.